The clock is ticking. You'll hear every expert who knows anything about rising sea levels say that. So it isn't just that it's a matter of time. It's a question of when. When will the waters be too high? In 87 years, which is the end of the century? Or in 10 years? Even though sea level rise can be described as a gradual emergency, with those timelines in mind, does that make a 30-year mortgage on a home in South Florida a foolish financial decision? Wayne Pathman can see the water from his home when he wakes up in the morning.
Well, I've been a resident of Miami Beach my entire life.
Pathman is a local land use attorney. He's been pretty outspoken about the need to start planning for rising sea levels. Pathman sees things in his neighborhood now that he doesn't remember seeing when he was younger.
I don't recall as a young child or a young adult ever having to worry about flooded areas that would flood even though it didn't rain.
That led to his work with the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce. Pathman led a council that pushed the issue of rising sea levels. He also visited the Netherlands, a low-lying country with nearly 50% of its land mass below sea level. The housing market in the Netherlands would literally be underwater if not for aggressive flood control measures. Dutch engineers have a global reputation for their water management projects.
In the Netherlands, it's something that if they don't do it, they won't survive.
The Dutch have been working through their water challenges for about 800 years. They built dikes and levees. Dutch firms were even brought in to create a more thoughtful stormwater strategy for New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. During his trip, Pathman was impressed by both the cooperation and the commitment he saw from the private sector. Apparently, that's missing in South Florida.
Their concern for their sustainability for their communities is shared not only by the elected officials, but the business community and the residents as well. So they work together.
Pathman's no pessimist, though. He talks about solutions repeatedly. It's just that in South Florida, enough of the right people aren't working to find them yet.
How engaged would you say the business community is?
I think at this point there's very little participation from the business community because they're either not aware or there's no requirement for them to be there, and there's nothing that's changed in our codes or our construction patterns to require their involvement. And until they are engaged and understanding that this is an issue that's going to affect the entire community and their projects, I think that very little will happen or it'll happen a lot slower.
And more importantly, no one wants to kill the market with negative talk about one of the region's primary economic drivers, growth. Still, enough studies show that when it comes to real estate, the market, meaning buyers and sellers, neither is likely to respond to the crisis of rising sea levels until the final hour.
So in other words, if you would, the wolf is at the door.
Dr. Ken H. Johnson is a director at FIU's Real Estate School. He's a market specialist. Johnson compares it to the case of beach erosion. Studies on beach erosion show that property values don't begin to slide until catastrophe is imminent.
You would think that there would be some sort of a price discount, perceived cost that the marketplace would pick up on and you'd see a price change. However, this just isn't showing up until the water is right at the property's edge. That tells me the marketplace is not necessarily going to provide a mechanism to solve this, and perhaps we're going to need governmental intervention.
Back in Wayne Pathman's office, he pulls out booklets to show me architectural drawings.
So what you see here, this is what they call a water square. It's something being developed in Rotterdam.
Now we're looking at photos of homes in Rotterdam built on stilts.
Look at the last picture here, and you see it's showing.
He said the Dutch feared no one would want to live in this particular planned community. Today it's sold out. Whether or not your property will be here 30 years from now, in 2043, one thing is certain. The flooding has gotten worse. Ultimately, it may be the insurance issue that plays the larger role in influencing real estate prices.
The insurance industry will start dictating values as they start to measure the risk that they will be insuring against. Rates will climb, deductibles will be higher, insurance will be capped.
After all the payouts following Hurricane Sandy, the National Flood Insurance Program is in debt more than $20 billion. Last year, the price of insurance went up for folks living in known flood zones. But Pathman points to another possibility that would have more far-reaching effects.
And eventually, though, the insurance companies, who are also some of the biggest lenders for projects and development, will stop lending or stop insuring, which will have a downturn then on the market.
Eli Lehrer is the president of a think tank in Washington, D.C. that focuses on the insurance industry. He approaches the issue from a different perspective.
Storm surge is a larger and more imminent problem than is sea level rise. sea level rise is projected to be somewhere between 2 and 5 feet over the next century. Storm surge is going to be 6 feet from a Category 1 hurricane, and the chances of a Category 1 hurricane hitting Florida are virtually 100%.
Even after a few quiet hurricane seasons in South Florida, we haven't forgotten their great force, most recently because of Hurricane Wilma and historically because of Hurricane Andrew.
It was the reverse. We reacted with good planning. We reacted with changes in our codes, especially our building codes, and we were able to recreate those communities that were hit the hardest by Andrew. And we spawned new development and new industries and new business. And I think the same can be done in dealing with rising tide.
Like the scientists, Wayne Pathman, the attorney, is watching the clock. He apologizes for having to leave me now. He needs to get to his next appointment. I'm Karen Rundlett, reporting for the Sunshine Economy.